call item 7.
Item 7, from Intergovernmental Relations Staff, 2013 Legislative Updates. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. And on this, we will hear a few points from our good lobbyist. It's Jamie Coon.
Where's Eric Peterson? Did he want to?
Eric called this morning to let us know that he would not be able to come because he had another meeting scheduled. I think it's confusing as to the process that we're going about right now in relation to the county board versus the county exec and the county exec and how we are registering. Under state law, we have to register on issues that we are providing information to the state legislature, the governor, or state agencies. It's a little loosely defined, but we also answer questions regarding issues, which doesn't necessitate that we as a lobbying entity register on that. So I wanted just to clarify a little bit for your information how we are doing that currently, because it's obviously a new system as of Act 14. So one of the things that Eric and I discussed is that we have to register when we start communicating within 15 days of an issue. So it may not, we may show up on the state webpage, lobbying webpage, that says Milwaukee County. And that's because we are communicating with legislators about issues. Lots of times things come up where we have to answer questions or help connect with the agencies, with the legislators to get their questions answered. If we are providing significant information in support or in opposition to a bill, that's when that will show up. Currently, we are not registering up or down on issues without the approval of the chair of this committee and the chair of the board. Under your ordinances, you allow for us to take positions in advance of you taking a position on the board if something is moving quickly through the legislature. So today, in particular, we will be registering in favor of the raising issue. As you have passed the resolution, the chair of the committee and the chair of the board obviously suggested that this is something that the county will most likely support. The county executive has decided in how he is going to register his support for items prior to the board taking a position is that it will be in the comments section on the lobbying page that you would have to click on that will say which items he is supportive of, again, previous or after the board has taken a position. So it's not entirely clear to the legislators how that works, but you all should know that there are going to be things that show up that you have not taken a position on because we are communicating with the legislature on behalf of the county on information or specific sort of positions. A very good example is when we talked about this issue of Narcon, I had communications with the EMS director to discuss whether or not they felt that this would be a problem in regard to the training aspect of it. And so under the 15-day report, which we'll actually be doing today, we will identify that we are actually communicating on this with the state. So I just wanted to make clear a situation that is kind of unclear, and we are sort of trying to figure out a way around and how to deal with sort of the obviously following the lobbying law, but with the potential that at some point we may not have the same position on an issue. Thus far, we have obviously taken similar positions on issues. So. Before I go into a couple of the bills that the chair had asked me to comment on, I did want to let you know that the ICC met second week of October. They still did not pass their resolution regarding Act 14 changes and ICC's approval. However, there seemed to be consensus on how to move forward. The county had suggested in cooperation, we had suggested a narrowing of sort of the ICC's purview about when we send items over to the ICC and how we do it. So I believe those changes are going to be made, and ideally that there will not necessarily be too much concern about the resolution that the ICC passes this month. They also did talk about the WISCOM issue, which is one that we've been talking about in regard to our communication. There was a charge to Rob Henkin to put together sort of a side subgroup to discuss what the county was doing versus the municipalities, and it seems like that they have come to a good place in regard to that the county and the municipalities are pretty clear about why each is doing which communication system, and that they're going to continue to meet to discuss options for communication.
Okay. And Ms. Kuhn, the ICC position, their role under Act 14, you're saying they still have not moved?
They did not officially pass the resolution. And I think that was because the amendment or the suggested amendment hadn't actually been discussed before that meeting, and so they discussed it at the meeting, and I think they'll probably likely bring it up next week if we're having a meeting. If they're having a meeting.
Okay. We look forward to that. Please continue.
A couple of the issues that are in the legislature. One of the issues that the board has previously, and it was a while ago, taken a position, was in support of allowing a change in the process for the treasurer, the county treasurer, allowing the county to decide whether or not they wanted an appointed or elected treasurer position. That issue has the author, Representative Reamer, who had agreed to author that on behalf of the county treasurer, has sent it around for co-sponsorships. I know that there are a ton of Milwaukee County legislators on that constitutional amendment change. It hasn't been introduced yet, but the county treasurer is up there currently working on that issue. So that's more of an update more than anything. And boy, is the Treasurer Association there.
So that's not going anywhere, is it? I mean, why is Danny Reamer's the author? It's not going to go anywhere. Did they find another personal against him? It's just he has the wrong letter behind his name. I thought this was sort of a bipartisan kind of.
I believe Kuyenga, Representative Kuyenga and Sam Filippo are both also going to be on it.
What's that? I'm sorry.
I believe Representative Kuyenga and Representative Sam Filippo have agreed. I don't want to speak for them, but my understanding is that they agreed to co-sponsor it as well.
This is all about taking away another level of county government. They're all over it.
Well, Mr. Chair, I'm sorry. It's just really unusual that they would allow a Democrat to sponsor a constitutional amendment that's going to move forward. So,
to be clear, it's a constitutional amendment change. It would have to go through two consecutive legislatures, exactly the same, and then it would have to go to a statewide referendum.
Okay. Supervisor Roma West.
In fairness, when we go to WCA, the other county association treasurers are not in support of this, so they're up there lobbying just as hard to not get it passed. So they really would prefer for it to remain the same way that it is. So, just out of fairness, that's kind of where the conversation is going.
And as the Treasurer Diliberti is currently in Madison, hence he's unable to be here to speak on this matter. Okay. Thank you, Supervisor. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that was on the Treasurer's building.
Yep. So the next issue that I was that people have had questions or interest in, there is a bill in the Senate and the Assembly, SB 348 and AB 438, that relates to a sales tax exemption extension to parts and labor for aircraft carriers. Currently under the law, it extends it to individual aircraft carriers versus just the commercial carriers. So we already exempt commercial carriers from parts and labor. Senator Ellis is the author. This has obviously been an issue for Outagamie County in regard to their airport. We have had conversations locally with Cessna. I had a conversation with the airport director. I am not sure where this bill is going. I think hence the hesitation that some people have had in regard to what to do with this issue. But just to let you know that the Senate committee had a hearing and a vote on it, and it is rumored that it may pass the Senate, and the Assembly still has reservations. So that was the latest information on that. The county executive has registered in the comments as supportive of it.
Okay, and what would the effect of this bill be?
The fiscal effect of the bill initially was about $2.9 million for the state sales and use tax. I suggested that it was about $240,000 for county and stadium tax. We are not sure exactly here what that would be, as in it under the bill, which to my knowledge has not been fixed, is that it would apply to county tax as well. So specifically for Milwaukee County, we don't know what that is. Obviously, the argument in favor of it is that the folks who will stay here and not fly to another state may spend more money here. But
consumers of the $100 hamburger might have something to say about that. They're not here. Okay. And then you had a third item?
What?
You had a third item?
Yes, I have two more. One is that you should know that there is we've talked about this before. The county has taken varying positions on this issue before, but there is a bill in the legislature that would essentially send juveniles back to juvenile court. Obviously, on a policy level, everyone is supportive of that idea. There, in the past, the bill has sent everyone 18 or 17 and back to juvenile court. And the bill that was proposed, this bill limits it to first-time nonviolent offenders. The issue right now really is the cost. There are varying degrees of calculation, and actually from a county perspective, most of the counties have a very hard time calculating this cost because we haven't kept track of the 17-year-olds who are no longer in the juvenile justice system. So we are continuing to have conversations with the district attorney, as well as DHS or HS regarding the potential cost for Milwaukee County. However, like I said before, though, this is a different bill. It is limited to nonviolent first-time offenders. From a very practical perspective, I have not got the sense that this was something that was moving quickly.
Representative Kessler's bill?
Yes. Senator Petrowski's bill in the Senate.
And
the last issue that people have asked about, obviously, is the mental health task, the Assembly Speaker's Mental Health Task Force. This morning, a majority of the bills that were brought forward in the Health Committee, as well as last week Thursday, there was two bills that were in the Criminal Justice Committee were passed. There are several bills that potentially could provide some grant funding to Milwaukee County. However, most of those ones, the grant funding is so minimal that it's unlikely there's going to be a huge pot. For example, there is a peer respite grant, and there are other grants that are offered. However, they're sort of in small dollar amounts. There was a concerning issue that was part of the task force, and that was related to allowing any family member to appeal for an emergency detention. There was a lot of discussion about that in committee. It appears that the author has stopped that bill from moving forward, which is good news, and has agreed with the advocates and others that we spoke with, and I spoke directly with the representative about this, that They're going to try to deal with this issue a different way, that is not so open to anyone and everyone. Obviously, petitioning for an emergency detention, which is sort of counter to our redesign plan, which suggests that we want to reduce the number of emergency detentions instead of increase the number of emergency detentions. So I think that issue will come up in another way, and obviously folks here and the advocates are working collectively, and it appears that the representatives will try to find a more meaningful solution to one of those issues. And I think another issue of note, which I know there's going to be ideally more legislation coming up soon, but treatment alternatives and diversion is an issue that obviously is also in the scope of mental health. And I know that RDA, as well as others, and the Department of Corrections, and several legislators are working on some additional language to promote treatment alternatives and diversion for county statewide. So we will probably be bringing up that at a later date.
Thank you, Ms. Kuhn. Any questions from committee members? Otherwise, I will say thank you, Madam Clerk. Thank you, committee members. This meeting is adjourned.